Republican sponsor Mike Ellis of Neenah says that timing is everything in politics. In this case, the guilty pleas of two former state senators on felony charges gave this proposal the momentum it needed in recent weeks. The plan would merge the Ethics and Elections Boards. It would let them appoint a special investigator who can launch criminal and civil actions against public officials. Ellis says a board and an investigator like this would have prevented his former colleagues from breaking the law.
The reason they were able to get away with what they got away with is that the existing entities who were supposed to prevent it didn't.
But Democrat Russ Decker of Schofield says only district attorneys should be able to investigate public officials. He says it's dangerous to take that ability out of the hands of an elected official.
Because then we've lost control. Because all of a sudden we've got these people who none of us really know or have any ability to vote for, especially the general public, to move ahead and prosecute when the DA may have said there's not grounds.
Ellis says that concern is unfounded, since district attorneys would still have first crack at any investigations, and board members would have to sign off before picking up on a case a DA rejects. Members of the merged Ethics and Elections Board would be chosen differently than they are right now. While political parties would still be involved, law professors and the Supreme Court Chief Justice would also have a say in who sits on the panel. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.